Simen Shin Dalad. It's actually called Simen Dalad Shin. The halachas, when a yid is mechuyev to be careful that his eved, or sometimes even a different yid's eved, should not do malacha on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah gives a hakdama to make it easier for us to understand the different case and different dinim in the simen. There's two psukim that are relevant to us. There's a pasuk that says, "Ma'inuach avdecha va'amoscha kamoicha." That's referring to a real eved, an eved knani that was mol v'tavol hebrismila and tefillah shem avdus. He's mekabel himself all the mitzvah of Adam, which is basically every mitzvah that Isha is mechuyevin, Eved is mechuyevin also, same as Isha is potter from mitzvah Esesh van Grama, Eved is also potter in that, this Gzer Shava, La La, from Isha to Eved. The anything that Isha is mechuyevin and Eved is mechuyevin also, and that includes Shabbos, so this Eved is nala du malach on Shabbos. The pasuk is coming to tell us that besides the fact that Eved has an Isser du malach on Shabbos, his master is also mechuyev to make sure he does not do malach on Shabbos. The master is mechuyev to make sure that Eved doesn't even do his own malacha for himself on Shabbos. That's one pasuk. Then there's another pasuk. And from there, Chazal went out when Eved Ayid bore him a real kid Naguf, but did not have milu v'tfila, always makab himself a shev mitzvah neinoich. Here also the master has to make sure that he doesn't do malacha on Shabbos. But here the master is making sure he does not do malacha for the yid, for the master on Shabbos. And the Emes says that every yid is also now mederaisa. It's a deraisa not to tell him to do malacha for the yid on Shabbos. Usually Amir al-Akam is Isidarabonim. Here it's Isidaraisa. You have to be careful that this Eved should not do malacha for you on Shabbos. For the Eved do malacha for himself, that's fine, because he's only mechuyev in Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. And Shabbos is not one of the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. He's like a Ger Toshev, only to go on Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, but he's not Muzar on Shabbos. However, a yid has Isidaraisa not to tell him to do malacha for him. Then there's a third category in Eved Ayid Bo Kinegof, no Milo, no Tefillah, no Kabbalah, Smitzvah, even Shemitzvah, Noach, no Kabbalah whatsoever, not even like a Gertosha. That's a Machlek Zapayis Kimvur Machliyev on his Shvisa. The Machaber starts off Suf Aleph, Adam Mitzvah, Bris Mitzvah, Shvisa Avdah, who is Mal, Vatava, Lashem Avdus, is Machabal, the Mitzvah, Noegis, Be'Eved, which as Mr. Burr explains, the same things that Isha is Machliyevin, so he's like a Gertosha. Sorry, he's mechuyevin. All mitzvahs are ishtim mechuyevin, and you mitzvah him. If it's not mal v'tavol, he's only mekabel shev mitzvah noach like a ger toshav, so he could do malacha for himself on Shabbos, because Shabbos is not from the shev mitzvahs, but he cannot do malacha for the master. And every year is also not to tell him, cannot tell him to do malacha on Shabbos at Tzarech Yisrael, even though he's not his master. As opposed to the third case, somebody who is not mekabel himself any mitzvahs, he's like a kusi gomer, even if he belongs to a yid, he is like a guy. In terms of his own chiyuv mitzvahs, in terms of his own kabbalas mitzvahs, he took nothing on. Still, there's halachas over here. What yid could tell him could do? The mechaber first says in the first shita that tzarech chalish ain bei sakana. Usually, amir la'akm is mutter for chalish ain bei sakana. Or if someone's mace be yom tovishin, someone has nifta on the first day of yom tov, they use halachas that we have goyim do the malacha, take care of the kvura, etc. In this case, we also tell the ever to do it, even though he's a person who's really still ever avazara. He was not a kabbal even shem mitzvah neinoch. Still, since he belongs to a yid, malachas eved asur min ha'terah, that he's not allowed to do any malacha for a yid, unless something's pekuch nefesh, which technically even a yid would be allowed to do. And the mechaber says, yesh cholkum matir mazah. The others who argue, and they say, this yid, this eved, he's not a yid b'chlal, he's a nachi gomer, though he belongs to a yid, but he wasn't mekabel anything, not even shev mitzvah neach, he's mekabel nothing. And therefore, he is allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, and we can have do malacha for us on Shabbos, wherever we can have any other guy do malacha for us on Shabbos. Whether it's for Chalishem Sakana or to Tzarech HaMeis, in those cases, it's mutter. However, if he's doing Malachas Rabbi in a way that's Nicholas Malachas Rabbi, we have to stop him. In fact, the stoma is that when he's doing a Malacha for his master, he's doing it for his master. Unless it's Nicker that he's not doing it for his master, it's obvious not doing it for his master, then it's mutter, you have to stop him. But otherwise, you have to assume the way he's doing it for his master, because he's the Eved of his master. As opposed to the way he's doing it for a different Yid, there you don't have to assume that he's doing it for the other Yid. Unless it's apparent that he is doing for the yid, when he's doing something for his master, the stoma is that he's doing for his master, not for his own personal yid. He's an eved, unless it's clear that he's doing it for his own personal agenda that he has to benefit. What he's doing for a different yid, there the assumption that he has some personal yid is why he's doing it for himself. And as long as the yid did not tell him to do it, we don't have to stop him. Shabbos says there are some cases here, mechuti meichan stop in rabbanon, but otherwise, in general, you don't have to stop him as long as no yid is going to be nene for the malacha that the guy did for yid on Shabbos.